go back to the book of Daniel for a second. Of course, we're reading all these prophecies and he's seeing a lot of things. But I think the thing that we need to pay attention to is this. Remember, he says, look, I was fasting for 3 weeks. I didn't take anything pleasant to eat. I didn't anything tasty. I was eating for sustenance, not for pleasure or satisfaction. I didn't eat any meat. I didn't drink any wine. And I was crying out to the Lord. 3 weeks later, an angel shows up, taps him on the shoulder, freaks him out, as angels are prone to do. He falls down on his face, and as angels are prone to do, I said, get up. And here's the thing. He said, look, Daniel, from the moment that you prayed, I was sent. But I was held up by the prince over the land of Persia. And actually, it took Michael to come and help me break through to get to you. And that's been the delay. All right, now we don't always understand what spiritual warfare looks like. We've spoken of it a lot this year. I know that we've experienced it a lot in many new ways this year. So I can't claim to be the expert on this. There are volumes and volumes and volumes of writings throughout church history from thousands of years ago on spiritual warfare all the way to the present. Well, I'm not claiming to be the expert. I'm just saying Daniel prayed and his prayer was answered immediately, but yet it still took 2 weeks for the angel to get to Daniel because he was caught up in warfare, and it took Michael to get there to break him through, to bring the message. So my encouragement to you from the scripture is this. Don't be weary and don't feel as if you are not being heard. This is a process of purification that's happening in all of our lives right now. God is challenging us to come to the end of ourselves. God is also challenging us to lay down the things that keep us firmly planted on this earth, the things that we allow to become gods, the things that we allow to become utter distractions from what He has created us to be. The things that are so shiny and so glittery and so gleaming and so seductive that once we achieve them become our prisons. I think God thwarts our ability to create our own kingdom and try to create our own little Garden of Eden or our little heaven so that it doesn't become our prison, so that it doesn't become our little personal hell. And so a lot of this is going on where we're being challenged to no longer live the way we have lived, no longer buy into the culture, no longer live asleep. And part of that is hardship. Part of that is not the easy thing to do. It's not easy to undo years of incorrectness that we didn't really perceive. So we get to the top of a mountain, we look across to where we have to go and realize the only way to get there is to go down. And then through the valley and up the other side. And that's what we're experiencing in a lot of ways. And so we cry out to the Lord, Lord, I'm lost here. I don't know what's going on. I feel like everything that I say hits the walls and doesn't go beyond here. And your presence is sometimes hard to find. I must be doing something wrong. What's going on here? And I just look back at Daniel and say, look, he is fasting and praying, and God answers him immediately. Because of the warfare, it took 3 weeks to get there. I don't claim to have the answers on why. I'm just saying, here is an example in scripture to persevere and never lose faith. So I understand things can get very difficult and confusing along the path. And I believe in a lot of ways that's where community comes in. Because if we have one another, I also think that memories have a lot to do with this, where we can reflect back and see where God has been faithful. And that's why I'm kind of a journaling advocate. Because we can look back and see God has been faithful. I think that in this season that we're in, and all that we've been through this year, there's been a lot of hard truths, a lot of internal processing that has got to take place. And so this has been a year of reorienting and reprioritizing with not as many of the nice platitudes that are so hopeful and that salve us and that we just use as band-aids mentally and spiritually. And I think that that's for a reason, because we've gotten used to that spiritual aspirin, as it were. Just, you know, if we just go take our spiritual Vicodin, then we can go back to sleep and everything will be okay. And that's just not reality. And we get addicted to this, and our life becomes about making sure that we can feel okay, when the only way to ever really get there is to completely surrender everything that we have and everything that we are. Because that is how we were created, and that is the only way to ever find peace and true identity, is to reconnect with our Creator, who is our Father, who created us to live like that. But I want you to know that there is hope, and that your answer is coming, and that God will show up. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, the psalmist said today. Where does my help come from? My help does not come from my stuff, my abilities, my relationships. My help comes from the Lord, and He will always show up. So I just want you to be encouraged today. Embrace this season of your life. Embrace this, because it is unto something better, something that is real, something that is solid. It is unto what you were created to be.